is Janelle Marie, founder and executive director of the STD Project, and you're listening to another installment of our Happy Hump Day podcasts. Our Happy Hump Day podcasts air on Wednesdays, and we are back with a vengeance. It's actually been a while, long time no chit-chat or no listen. We took a break early in this year, and we did a lot of external outreach as part of our mission to reach additional readership and to basically reach the masses of people who are affected by STIs and STDs. So we had to take a break in terms of our podcasting, but we are now back to our old tricks and doing a lot of the things that we had traditionally done in 2012. So that's pretty exciting. Tonight, what I want to talk about is our new partnership. You may have seen some of this rolling out already. We've been kind of soft launching, if you will. And our new partnership is with a private STD testing provider. It took us actually a long time to figure out which STD testing provider we wanted to recommend and encourage our readership to utilize. There are a lot of private testing providers out there. There are a lot of good private testing providers out there, but we really wanted to find the best. And in terms of going along with one of our mainstays, which is on the STD Project, all of our resources, and we always provide the most vetted, the most reputable resources. There's lots of websites and lots of different blogs and information about different STIs and STDs, but not all of them are really high quality. So we make it our point and our job to really vet those resources and to research them thoroughly and to utilize all of what they're offering and see whether we like their services before we encourage you to utilize them as well. So we did the same thing with the STD testing provider, and we were really happy with the results. We did an entire 8-test panel, which the STD Project readers are now able to get $25 off all 8-test panels if you do a full comprehensive STD testing package with them, and that's through our partnership. And we tried out that service. So we did the whole kit and caboodle. We got tested. That's how we figured out that I have HSV2, which was exciting because I didn't know up until this point which kind of genital herpes I had. So that was kind of nice to find out that information. You'd be able to find that out too if you did the 8-test panel. And we went through the whole testing process. We were really happy with that. I'm going to write about that coming up in the next week, and you'll get to hear about the actual steps in the process itself. But it was super smooth. It was almost, there isn't a lot to write about because it was seriously a very smooth and very easy process. And I went and asked them all sorts of questions on the phone. I kind of tested their know-how too. What's really cool about STD Test Express, as opposed to some of the other private providers, is they have people available on their hotline to call in, and you can ask questions about symptoms and testing 7 days a week. Their people are open the longest and available, and not only are they open the longest, but they are really thorough, and they have excellent answers, and they know their information. They're trained really well. They're certified. So we're a big, big purveyor of what they have going on. I'm actually really impressed with all of their services, and they've been really wonderful to work with. So we feel comfortable saying this is the one that you would like to use. If you're going to use a private testing provider, here's the one you should use. Here's the one that you're going to be most happy with in terms of their services and what they have to offer. They also, too, other STD testing providers are not at this point yet, private ones anyways, but they test or they accept your insurance, which is super cool. So you can get private testing and not have to sit in a waiting room and not have to go through some of those reasons why people don't get tested at the clinics and such. And your insurance pays for it. So that's great. They have certain insurance providers that they're working with, and they've got a list online. I'll put a link in this podcast so that you can check them out and see what you think about it. And if you've used them, I would love to hear from you because we want to make sure that we're always providing and encouraging the best resources that are out there in terms of all STIs and STDs. So if there's something that maybe you've had a bad experience, I want to hear about that. I'd love to start including your interpretations and your experiences as well, because this is a storytelling platform too. So that's really important that we include those reviews, if you will. So let me know if you've had an opportunity to experience their services and what you thought about that, and then I'd love to include that review whether it be in a actual post or whether it be on our testing page. That's our newest thing, this new partnership, and we're going to get back on board with doing all of our podcasts. We have a book coming up this summer. We talked about that in a previous podcast. That's pretty exciting. So there are some things that are coming down the pipeline. I think as readers, you'll be really happy to see and really encouraged with our progress here at the STD Project. Ultimately, we want to make sure that this is always a service for you, that this platform is something that is worthwhile and beneficial and you find as a really valuable resource. So if you have any feedback too that is unrelated, let me know. I always want to hear from you. Next week, we are going to be talking about how we talk about STDs and if it's just another obnoxious thing that we have to put on our list of politically correct terms and politically correct things that we have to be conscientious of. Is that obnoxious? Is this too much? Is it overkill? Is it impractical? Why are we encouraging different language uses and not using certain terms? So we'll be getting into that in detail. And stay tuned. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.